continue to suffer and our leaders continue not to do anything about it.
So let's talk about the leaders of the countries that have historically emitted the most greenhouse gases. You have the United States, historically the largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world, and per capita, one of the largest greenhouse gas emitters today. China, the largest current greenhouse gas emitter. Xi and Biden met on Monday. What do they need to do? When people say, why, if we're dealing with all these problems in the United States, should we be giving money to other countries? Talk about why and how that money should be targeted.
Well, I think that it's a moral responsibility for historic emitters and also current emitters to address the climate crisis. I was able to, you know, listen to President Biden speak, and I think that we desperately needed greater leadership from President Biden and the United States. I think that the United States has a huge responsibility to not only address the climate crisis, to not only address loss and damage, but to put money to support communities that are suffering right now. And when we talk about this money, we need this money to be able to go to communities that need it, and for this money to go in form of small, accessible grants, not loans, to add on already existing debt. So for me, for the current and historic emitters, they need to take responsibility for the climate crisis, and they need to pay for this crisis.
You know, this is an unusual COP because of the emphasis on human rights. I mean, you have Abdullah Fattah in prison among tens of thousands of Egyptians. This is taking place in Egypt, this UN climate summit. And you have climate justice advocates from around the world. You all joined together on Saturday saying that you can't separate these two issues. Talk about how that is integral for you as well.
Well, I mean, our fight for climate justice is a fight for human rights. We've seen how, you know, the climate crisis is violating the rights of so many people across the world. And to go back to the story of Turkana, what I saw there was children struggling to find water, struggling to find food, you know, and some of the communities that are visited, you know, beyond Uganda, that are suffering because of air pollution. These are people struggling to find access or, you know, to even breathe clean air. So our fight for climate justice is indeed a fight for human rights. And we cannot have climate justice without ensuring that the rights of the people are protected.
Final words to this global audience that is listening to everything you say?
Well, I mean, well, it's very hard, you know, to find words to say when you know what is happening, especially in the negotiations and what is happening at the COP. But what I hope is that our leaders, you know, can inspire us with action. I hope that our leaders can inspire us with true climate leadership.
Well, Vanessa Nakate, I think you've shown what leadership looks like.
Thank you.
We thank you very much for being with us. And again, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Vanessa Nakate, climate justice activist, speaking to us. She usually is in Uganda. She's the author of her memoir, A Bigger Picture, My Fight to Bring a New African Voice to the Climate Crisis. And that does it for our show. By the way, Juan Gonzalez will be giving a speech Friday at the Columbia School of Journalism, reflecting on his 40 years of fighting for racial and social justice in journalism. It begins at 4:10 p.m. on Friday. See democracynow.org for more information. A very special thanks to our colleagues here in Sharm el-Sheikh, to Hani Massoud, to Sharif Abdelkaddous, Dennis Moynihan, Nermeen Sheikh. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Partout charité. Quand même c'est une patate, un poule maigre d'éclatant.
J'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi j'peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi j'peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah.
on n'est pas comme on va faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. On n'est pas comme on va faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu m'as quitté, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je levais le matin, mon gars, t'es blâme d'en bas. Moi, je me levais à ce matin et je gâte mes flammes d'en bas. Et ma bébé est cachée et moi, je peux pas la trouver.
Ben Williams on the sound. Yours truly, Michael Duce. It was a pleasure. Hope you can organize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just bebo wa la de kibier. Au revoir tout le monde.
on est que c'est loin. Les jolies, elle est mignon, mais je l'ai pas vu dans un grand bout de temps, puis qu'on est que c'est loin. On va aller dans mon wagon, si je peux la trouver. Là, je vais la demander, si elle veut venir, oui.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Noah with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. ashes, there's nothing else left to burn.
Take me all apart. Oh, are those kisses wheels, they take me for a spin. They never keep me outside, they always let me in. I love it when they come on by and tuck me tight in bed. And even when I fall asleep, they're dancing in my head. L-E-G-I-C kisses, they set my soul afire. I don't come with no level warning, I take as you desire. I'll say a little chant to conjure up a kiss or two and spark a new romance. As soon as I blink, I then knock and at my door. I love those bag of tricks and they keep me wanting more. All I want is those magic kisses is all that I need. All I want is those magic kisses.
Thank you. You feel when you feel so mad you could bite. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag, or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. What these eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. A girl I loved died and left me hurting, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, why I ponder why I ponder why. To ponder why I ponder why. Why I ponder why I ponder why.
Thank you. workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made. But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn. But without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. To power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. For the union makes us strong. For the union.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just got my passing through.
You are entering another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone, but there are other alternatives.
Thank you. monster. It's an imaginary animal. Monster. It's an imaginary animal compounded of incongruous